This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm calling this segment Interesting Facts because I love knowledge. I love interesting things. I love things that I haven't, you know, the reason why I'm bringing this up is there's something I'm going to talk about that I have an interest in, and I've been using the wrong stats, so I want to admit publicly that I was wrong about it. And it makes sense now that I think about what I'm about to tell you. But I love interesting facts. I love learning the history behind the history. You know, we get a glimpse of history as an example. Just a glimpse when you go through high school. Even in college, if you take history, you only get a glimpse. That's why I love like Discovery Channel or National Geographic, things like that, where they give you the inside scoop. I love learning about animals, the animal kingdom. I love learning about, you know, interesting facts about people. All this. Think of it as Jeopardy trivia because you're probably never going to use it, but it does put a lot of things into context. And I think because my brain works contextually, I end up getting a deeper dive and understanding things at a deeper level than most. That is what my genius may very well be because, you know, as I said, I've talked about my gift from God, it isn't being the smartest person in a subject. It's being able to look at something and go, you know, I'm coming up with a concept. I'm visualizing something, and it ends up being right. And I've applied that to the conservative movement. I've applied it to my own life, businesses, etc. And I'm trying to get better at it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are listening. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I learned this new fun fact. Interesting fact, call it what you want. And there are more people on Earth today than ever before, nearly 8 billion. And I love how they put in this article, to be exact. 8 billion to be exact, like you can really know. I mean, I feel like Bios of Art, you know, where you're trying to track an electron in the atom. You know, you can never know the exact position of something. You know, unless you can capture it in that moment. Like if you have a high-speed camera and you can say, there it was in that moment. Because the minute you go, there it is, and it's moving at the speed of light, it's gone. And so I feel like it's that way with people. Every moment of the day, somebody's living and somebody's dying. When you have 8 billion people on a planet, somebody's living and somebody's dying. And I remember seeing a statistic that said 187,000 people die every day. I think that number's higher now because that was when we were around 7 billion. So you got to figure there's a few more thousand dying every day. But there's also a certain number being born. And if we look at the numbers, you know that there must be more being born that are dying or else our population wouldn't be growing. But anyway, going back to the article. More people on Earth today than ever before. We can all agree on that. Pretty easy. 8 billion-ish, not to be exact. And they say that represents 7% of all the people who've been on Earth. Now, before we do this, I want you to take a guess on how many people that you think have walked the planet of Earth since God created it. How many people? And here's what I'd like you to do. Look, you guys have seen the story. Don't be looking at me. I already know you know. But I'm going to tell you this. I got it dramatically wrong. Dramatically wrong. I did. I've been using a number. And now that I got the number, I remember reading it. I was like, man, I've been so stupid. How could I not know that? But I didn't. So, I'd love your guess on what do you think it is. Don't look it up. Don't Google it. Stop you with your Googling. Just take a guess. And if you want to, let me know, because I'm just curious. And I will tell you, it's trickier than you think. Now, I'm going to give you like 5 seconds to come up with your answer and then lock it in because I'm about to give you the answer. This is what we're calling interesting facts. I already gave you the 7%, so you can do the math. There have been roughly 117 billion people who have walked the face of the earth. They said lived throughout the course of human history. Figure comes from Population Reference Bureau, which released its first estimate in 1995 and has updated it occasionally in the years since. And as with most math on this scale, the calculus isn't easy, partly because our knowledge of history is ever-evolving. So think of it as Fauci and the Wu flu, okay? It's ever-evolving. He said, when the Bureau initially calculated the number, modern Homo sapiens were thought to have first appeared around 50,000 BCE, but recent discoveries put the actual date closer to 200,000 BCE. Three main factors go into the math. How long humans are thought to have been walking the earth, the average population during different eras, and the number of births per 1,000 people during those eras. So as you might imagine, the growth has been astronomical. There were just 5 million humans in 8,000 BCE, 300 million in 1 CE. I don't know what BCE and CE are, just so you know. I don't know what those are. And then 450 million in the year 1200. So I don't even know when we crossed the billion, but in 1200 there were 450 million. And while the Bureau acknowledges that this is part science, part art, even being off by a few billion gives us a ballpark figure to imagine all the people who came before us. And as I said, 117 billion people. Let me tell you what I used to say. I used to say 12. 12 billion. I would talk about it in terms of the number of abortions, and I'd say, or I'm sorry, when life began. And I would say, of the 8 billion people born, whatever it was at the time, 7 billion people born, and 12 billion who've walked the planet, and I was dead wrong, it was 117 billion. I said, none of them missed conception. But here's the good news, because I don't have to fall completely on the sword. The good news is this. Now I can say, of the 8 billion that are walking the planet and the roughly 117 billion people who've walked the planet, not one of them missed conception. So it only reinforces my argument about abortion, or about, in this case, pro-life and when life begins. I just thought that was a nice little factoid. So a couple things have happened here. I've admitted that I'm wrong, and you probably got a data point that you didn't know about. 117 billion people have tread this earth. There's no dust. There's well, I'm not going to say that, but for the most part, everything that, you know, the dust, when you go out into the dust bowl and you get on your face, that's a human being at some point walked this planet. Isn't that amazing? We got lots more to talk about that will, of course, be interesting to you, because that's all we do on this show, is make things interesting. So please enjoy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked the other day about a guy. His name is Hasan Minhaj. And he's a comic, Muslim comic. Also, I think he's Indian maybe or something, but Indian Muslim. And he's made up these stories about how bad America is, and he's built a career around it. And he was actually touted to be the replacement for Trevor Noah. I think they love these guys that come over to America and act as if, you know, America's so oppressive to them when they were so happy to escape wherever they were from. I mean, can you imagine being from India or South Africa, in the case of Trevor Noah from South Africa, and you come to America and then you start beating up on America? I mean, go back to South Africa. Go back to India. If it's so good over there, why are you here? I know many of you feel the way I feel. How are you going to come over here and start dogging us? Pierce Morgan came to that conclusion with guns. He says, you know, Americans, if they were to come over and say, whoa, are you playing cricket? You would be like, bloody salt off, you know. The cricket is all sport. And he went on to explain, you don't know enough about our history, our culture, or whatever, to say grace about. Just get out of it. I have visited many places in the world. And you know what I don't do? I don't go over there going, man, y'all need to change this or that. I might make observations and go, boy, it's very different in the U.S. It's different. Woo! I ain't drinking that water. I ain't eating over there. I wouldn't swim into that. I wouldn't do this. But I'm there to visit. And then leave. If you want to live the way you live and you got a cultural thing, fine. When we were in Moores, people get up, they go walk. There was this. It's almost like you look outside of our hotel room and you could look down the way and it was all the shops in the street. Very cool way to live. Cobblestone, the whole thing. Nice to visit. And if I had a little vacation chalet there, I'd love it. But I wouldn't want to live that way. And I didn't make one complaint. The 15-minute cities has been rolled out, and things just move slow, and you know prices are exorbitant. I mean, I complain about prices. I ain't gonna lie about that. But anything else that was going on in that country, I didn't care. You want to put this here, build that there? I thought it was interesting that the car I was in knew exactly the speed I was supposed to be driving. The minute the sign changed, boop. It knew. It's like the car and the signs were in cahoots together. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I don't go to a place and go, I'm going to change. I've been to many, many countries, India, many countries in Africa. I'm not changing you. I'll notice, I'll make observations, I'll come back, I'll talk about you, but if you want to have tribal warfare and this group is better than that group and you got a caste system and all that, fine. If your people like it, great. If you want to have a king in Europe, a king and a queen, and you want to treat them special, even though they bring nothing of value to you, but it makes you feel good, fine. I'll talk about you. The royals. Really? Prince Harry? You consider him royal? I consider him a joke. Who married a trollop. A cuckold clown who is in line for what? And he's a royal. Oh, the royals were at Westminster Royal. No, what were they at? Some games. And they were well received. In Invictus. They were in the Invictus game. Okay, fine. I know who I consider royal. I consider my kids royal. I consider you listeners royal. Albert, if you're listening to the program, I know you are. You're royal. I will never forget the generosity you showed towards me. Bob and Carol, many others. You guys are amazing folks. You're royal. You do things that selflessly. It isn't like you're getting anything for it. Good Bob will say to me, Kevin, I'm so happy you mentioned us on the show. I got another Bob. Bob, who's with the church down in St. Pete there. And we met because he didn't like something I said, and we became friends. And then I met Andy through them. Andy's royalty to me. Always calling me up, hey, Kev, how can I help? How can I do something? These are the royals. You are all royal. Whatever little thing you do today that furthers the cause of freedom for this country, for whomever, great. Whatever you do today that helps somebody, that talks them off the ledge, makes a difference in somebody's lives, you are unheralded in the things that you do. My buddies, the Socorro Boys, hey, Kevin, we haven't seen you in a while. You know what we want to do, brother? We're going to pay for you to come fly out to hang out with us. And I ended up not being able to go because my mother-in-law was in the hospital, which I should give you an update. She's doing well. She recognized me as Nurse Ratchet for taking care of her. She ran her own wheelchair, and she's getting better. Fingers crossed on everything. But all I'm saying is, you're the royals. You're doing stuff each and every day. I was talking to an audience, I don't know, a few hundred people the other day, and I said, will you tell me what it is you do? What are you doing to help people? Who have you counseled? Who have you made a difference in their lives? And I'm going to tell you, the hands, I go, I'm not going to embarrass you by asking you to raise your hands or whatever, but if you want to contact me and say, Kevin, here's what we do. There was an older white gentleman. I'll tell you this story. It's a cool story. Don't know his name, but he comes up, he's signing up to join ARC in Action, and he says to me, he goes, Kevin, you know, you talked about race. He goes, you're so right about all of that. He goes, you know, the best boss I ever had. And then this is an accomplished looking old white fellow. I don't know what he did, but he was retired. He was probably in his 80s. And he says, Yeah, the best boss I ever had was a black man. And he says he was such a great guy. He goes, it was the most fun I ever had at a job, the most I learned. But he says, you know what he was really good at? And I was curious. I was like, yeah. I think I told this story earlier. But he goes, he was such a great listener. And I thought to myself, that is a skill set. And I will tell you, I was with Donald Trump, and we were talking about issues, and you know what I noticed about him? He listened intently. He didn't look away. You know how some people, you talk to them, and they'll look at you, and then they look away? Donald Trump looked at me the entire time we were talking about criminal justice reform. The entire time. Gave his opinion about it, did not look away. And I said to myself, what a level of focus. Anyway, going back to this old white guy, I said, I'd like to record you. Because here's this, what looks like to be an accomplished older white gentleman, retired. And you know who impacted him the most in his career? I don't know what he did for a living. But the person who made the most impact to him, probably at an early age, was a black man who was his boss. He didn't go, man, they made me work for a black man. There was nothing, no animosity, nothing, nothing. But, and he even told me, he says, you know, he and his wife bought a house around the way here. And he went on to explain. I was like, oh, you still know where he is. He's like, oh, you know, we didn't get into the conversation. But that's what I was thinking in my head. You still know. You're keeping up with this guy. You think many people know those kind of stories? I went off track with this Hassan guy, so I'll cover it in a little bit. And I'm also going to cover another story that we touched on earlier as well. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is being charged with bribery offenses in a federal indictment out of the Southern District of New York that's being unsealed today. NBC News 4 reporting that the FBI and IRS criminal investigators are attempting to determine if Menendez or his wife had taken up to $400,000 worth of gold bars from Fred Davis, a New Jersey developer developer and former bank chairman, or his associates in a swap for Menendez reaching out to the Justice Department to aid the admitted felon accused of banking crimes. The White House defending its border policies as migrant crossings are surging. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized that the administration has implemented measures to control the influx of migrants.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lies are common. Happen every day. Many of us lie. Most of the time, it's harmless lies. In fact, I will tell you, there are conservative lies and there are leftist lies. Conservative lies are things where you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Or you want to soft shoe something that could be a sensitive thing for somebody, but you don't want them to feel bad. Happens all the time. And I'm not condoning any of it because I think that we should strive to be truthful. Because if somebody needs help, you need to help them. And sometimes the truth is the help. As the old saying goes, the truth will set you free. But I cannot tell you that sometimes you can rationalize a lie. But I'm not talking about Joe Biden kind of lies where he lied about, oh, my records were the best and I was, voted the most likely to do this and I was the tops in my class and I graduated this and my wife was killed by a truck driver because he was drunk when she was trying to commit suicide and my son, he's not a crackhead, he's a Renaissance man and whatever. Joe Biden lies are dangerous lies. Adam Schiff lies, dangerous lies. I've got proof that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, and there's the proof. I've got the proof, and you just wait till you see the proof. Where's the proof? There are vicious lies, and then there's lies. Does this dress make me look fat? And I get it. There's even and I'm going to do a whole show online, but the psychologists say that the earlier a kid learns the lie, the smarter he is. I think that's really funny. But you do. There is deception. And it's usually for personal gain. But sometimes, like I said, if it's not personal. Did you do this? No. But if it's one of these things where, you're helping somebody because you think the lie will help. We all understand that kind of a lie. I'm not telling you it's right. But we get it. But then there are lies that hurt. And they don't just hurt a little bit. They don't just hurt a person. They hurt an institution. They hurt all kinds. Like the lie about police in America. Police are hunting down black people. That is a vicious, blatant lie that will get people killed. The reason why I made the movie Bleeding Blue, bleedingbluemovie.com, was for that reason. They are good folks, the majority of cops. The lie of the FBI and the cover-up that they're doing. We've got a film out right now. You can see it at lavoyfilms.com. The FBI lied, shot a man to death. And they do this, it seems like, without a care in the world. What happened to our Justice Department? How could you do that? Vicious lies. The vicious lies being spread about us as conservatives, propagated by people like Jussie Smollett. You remember him? He condemned an entire group of people. Hillary Clinton calls us deplorables. The left say we are looking for a fight. Meanwhile, they send people to Trump rallies to start crap, beat people up. They send people to congressional baseball practices that shoot you. And they pretend that they aren't the bad guys. Vicious lies. Vicious lies of January 6th and the cover-up lies to those lies. The vicious lie that they didn't perform a coup against Trump. These are lies that have impact. Far-reaching impact. Lies that make people want to hurt other people. Do damage, do harm. Lies that affect institutions that are sacred, sacrosanct. Lies on religion. Lies on law enforcement. Lies on people's humanity. These are significant lies, not to be dismissed. And I'm looking at this story of Hasan Minhaj. And we talked about it the other day, but here's what they wrote in the National Review. Minhaj sought to downplay the admissions in several identical statements to media outlets in an attempt to quell mounting backlash. Here's what he said. All my stand-up stories are based on events that happened to me. Yes, I was rejected from going to prom because of my race. Yes, a letter with powder was sent to my apartment that almost harmed my daughter. Yes, I had an interaction with law enforcement during the war on terror. Yes, I had, I don't even know this word, varicose repair surgery so we could get pregnant. Was it varicose? Anyway, yes, I roasted Jared Kushner to his face. I used the tools of stand-up, hyperbole, changing names and locations, and compressing timelines to tell entertaining stories. That's inherent to the art form, he says. Okay, so let's start with, I was rejected to prom because of my race. So what? Does that condemn every girl at prom? Does it condemn anybody? That's a personal matter between a girl and him that he has blown into bigger proportions. The girl didn't want to go with me because I'm Indian or because I'm Muslim. What? That's not happened before? Okay, would it have been better if she says, I don't want to go to prom with you because you're ugly? I don't want to go to prom with you because your feet are too big. I don't want to go with prom with you because of the car you drive. What would have made it any better? Oh, but it was, no, it was because of my race. Maybe it was because of your attitude. We don't know the full context. We know nothing about it. But he took the story and he made it into something. And I always relate to you guys this story, this thing that happened where I was a lady I overheard, I was just, it was a casual conversation, and I knew the women a little bit, but I didn't know them very well. And then one of them said, I'm getting married, and she was showing her ring to the other lady. And I overheard it. I was getting coffee, and I went, oh, wow. I went, congratulations. And I go, who's the lucky guy? And she looked at me with like, and I went, what? What did I say? And the other lady looked at me and goes, lucky girl. And I went, oh, so you're getting larried. And she was like, what? And I said, you're a lesbian and you're getting larried. You're marrying a woman. I said, well, congratulations again. So who's the lucky girl? See, I said, what you want me to do is you want me to feel like I'm a bigot or something. Because when you say you're getting married and you're a woman, I think you're getting married to a man. Now, sorry to feel that way, but that's what I learned. Now, if you're getting larried and you're a lesbian and you had said that, I would have said, who's the lucky girl? And they were looking at me like, why are you making a big deal? And I go, and I look at them both and I go, oh, you think I'm making a big deal? I said, see, here's the thing. You're not going to transfer your bigotry onto me. I'm not a bigot in any way. I don't care who you marry. I'm happy for you. Overheard the conversation. Express my joy of your joy, and you can't let me have my joy because you want to try to make me to be a transphobe. I don't care who you marry, but you know what? I do care about language. I want to know who it is so I can be specific. Doesn't make me a bigot. Just makes me a person who knows language. And you can't marry another woman. You can marry her, and I'll be just as happy. And I walked off. And I'm very proud of myself for what I said and how I said it. But what I wanted them to understand is I'm not taking your guilt. I'm not taking your crap. Tell me what it is you are. I accept it. I got no dog in the fight. I'm not taking care of you. I'm not raising your lesbian children or your Guatemalan midget maid. Nothing you do has impact on me. It was a conversation of celebration that couldn't even be celebrated. Because the bigots on the other side, oh, you're one of those. No, I'm one of those what? People that understand language? People that understand culture? Minaj wants to downplay this. It's a tool of comedy for him to condemn Americans. A wide swath of this country, not half, probably 70 to 80%, who don't give a crap about any of the issues that he wants to bring here. There were some of his fans that revolted. Here's one he said. As someone who just spent $90 on a ticket to see Hasan Minhaj, to say I'm bummed is an understatement. See, these are people that want to believe in him. They wanted to believe in the lies. Reinforce what we believe, what we think about this stuff, Minhaj. Please tell us that we're wrong. We're not wrong in our wokeism and all these things that we want to believe about this country that has given us everything. This country that has given you everything to the tune where people are paying $90 to see you. I feel good about our tickets. Our tickets are $50 regular and $125 for VIP, I believe. And people, you know, want to see my show, and I'm glad they do. But I would never abuse you. My comedy is, I'm not going to, I mean, I will swath the people that deserve it, the racist leftists. I'll swath them, but I'm willing to defend it. The stories that I talk about are legit because they happen. This story with this lesbian woman happened. Others that I talk about, they happen. I'm not condemning anybody, and where I make the apologies or the concessions are legit. I don't have a dog in the fight in the LGBT thing. Do what you want to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I guess it's lesson day at the Kevin Jackson Network, because we talked about the lesson of Hasan Minhaj, the lesson of a person who has it all, comes over, I don't know his background, but he's Indian and he's Muslim and he comes to America, or he was born here, who knows, and he decries it. He's selling out comedy shows. He's a hit. He's up for a multi-million dollar job hosting a show that's going to spew nothing but anti-American nonsense. It's going to hate on us. And it turns out he's making stuff up. Hey, guess what? Same was true with Trevor Noah. Guess what? Jon Stewart, who ran the Daily Show for a long time, he leaves it. And what does he do? He wakes up. You know what these people are doing? They're waking up from woke. What's happening. And I'm glad to be part of the driving force. If you know someone in the area of Phoenix area, October 5th and 6th, let them know. C-S-E-E visionsummit.org. Go to that. We got some amazing speakers. We're going to be talking about wokeism and how it's got pervasive and how we're going to kill it. Because it is antithetical to anything that you want to accomplish. Wake up. Wake up from what? You need to wake up and understand that America's racist. So you want me to wake up and hate my country? Why don't you tell me wake up and hate your parents? Holy Mother of Menendez. What do you want me to do? Wake up hating everything, right? Got a beautiful life. I got a 16-year-old son who's smart as a whip. He makes me sometimes I want to throw him out of a window. But I tell you what, I wouldn't do it, and I love the dude. And I get so much joy out of him when he's on and doing it the right way. Man, that kid is spectacular. And when he's not, he's still spectacular, just making bad choices. I got a trophy wife. Gorgeous inside and out. Smart as a whip. I got amazing friends. If you live a life and you have the type of friends I've had in your life, if you had a fraction of them, you've lived one heck of a life. I've got people that think of me as, you know, they think they're fans, but they're not fans, they're friends. And if they're not friends, they're certainly acquaintances. That's what I have. I have people from all walks of life. You know, I'm a UN, a walking UN. Jews, Muslims, you name it. Sikhs. All of it. My life is rich with people from all cultures, creeds, nationalities, etc. And we dote on each other. And they know me. I know them. I don't know everything about them, but I know a lot about them, enough to say, you know what, you're in the friend zone. Doesn't mean you're perfect. I've argued with some of them. You name it. But we're friends. So, you know, that's a rich life. But let me tell you, these leftists, they don't have a rich life. They don't know who their friends are. They have people that they use each other. I was having this conversation literally with a friend of mine the other day that said, man, leftists find out what you have, and they go, ooh, I can get it. I go, I shouldn't say I don't ask my friends for anything, because that's not true. I just asked Trey. I said, hey, he was like, hey, man, I wanted you to come do something. I said, I can't do it. I got a scheduling conflict, but why don't you take that money and donate it and be my sponsor for T-shirts? He's like, all right. You know, I will ask. But if he asked me to do it, I would have done it. And by the way, what he was asking me to do means I would normally charge somebody $15,000 to do, plus my expenses. Didn't even bring it up. You need me there? Let me look at my schedule. Can't do it. Got another event. So that's the way it works. Anyway, I want to go back to these lessons. Kendi Ibram X. This is from National Review. The research home that Ibram X built. They said Kendi has overseen since 2020, Boston University's Center for Anti-Racist Research produced just two scholarly contributions since its founding in June of 2020. So 3 years, this think tank inside of Boston University is supposed to be dealing with anti-racism. It's produced scholarly papers. And let me tell you what that means. They don't have enough information to produce anything. I'm surprised they produced two. But what they were hoping is that he would just be a racism factory. Ooh, look at here, boy. We got crunch, 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 racism crunching. They published a review of the publications produced under Kendi's tenure, found that the most scholars associated with the research center produced op-eds or commentary posted on the center's website. And accordingly, they say the center failed in its core mission to, quote, maintain the nation's largest online database of racial inequity data in the United States. I'm going to tell you something right now, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. These people have failed at nothing. They have been successful in proving what we already know. There ain't enough racism to shake a stick at in this country. The revelation comes after the center announced last week that nearly half of the staff affiliated with the Kendi-led group had been laid off. While university spokespeople did not officially confirm how many employees had let go, Fox News said it was between 15 to 20 workers. By comparison, the Boston Globe, which first reported on the center's troubles last week, previously estimated that 20 to 30 of them had been fired. You know what they... I want you to just try to picture this. They got 45 employees, all geared towards combating racism. They got money being thrown at them. I mentioned the other day, $650,000 grant to do one thing. That's easily 7 to 8 full-time writers, researchers, whatever. I mean, maybe not in that location, but let's say it's 4, and they make $120,000 each. That's easily 4. How much research into racism can you do? So they got all these people researching racism. 45 employees. I don't know how many millions of dollars they had to earn to do that in Boston. Okay? It's a lot of dollars. And you know what they came up with? 2 papers. That's it. Racism is so pervasive. It's all the way. It's everywhere you look. Hold on a minute. I'm getting a little scared here in my room because I know racism is all around me. Yeah. So these guys research racism. They got 45 FTEs. That's full-time employees researching racism. And after 3 years, three plus years, 2 papers. And they're op-eds, for the most part. They're writing op-eds. I think there's a lot of racism around. Look over here. That guy just bought some tennis shoes. Isn't that racist? Brother just ordered a hamburger. Well done. Oh, you want a burger? Well done. That's a racist hamburger right there. You better get that thing rare. Or, you know, I don't even know what racism is. How many things are now racist? We got math is racist. We got science is racist. Black holes can't be talked about. What else? There's all kinds of stuff. Showing up on time, cultural misappropriation, whatever. All these racist things. And Kendi can't find anything. Kendi getting all kind of money. I say his name, I just get totally ethnic. Yeah, Kendi. Kendi up in here talking about this, this, that, and the other. Don't give me the secret speaking Ebonics, because once I hear something like that, man, I can revert. Oh, I can revert on a dime. But Kendi, he's got all this money, and he can't produce anything. Here's what they're going to say. Sadia Grundy, a sociology professor who worked for him until 2021, before she quit, noted that the center lacked structure and was forced to work long hours. It became very clear after I started that it was exploitive, and other faculty experienced the same or worse. In other words, he was there for the bucks. Y'all do this work, he's there for the bucks. And they're going, you're exploiting us. Well, hey, if the cause is what you care, I got people that are being exploited, if you want to think of it that way. I'm being exploited. I don't make any money. My wife's being exploited. My kid does social media for us from time to time. He's being exploited. We don't make any money, but you know what we do it? We do it for the love of it, but they don't. And here's this, another academic affiliated with the school. He's a social work professor, Philip Copeland. Here's what he said on social media. I decided I could no longer work at the center due to mismanagement I witnessed. I was subsequently told I could no longer be part of the leadership of the fellowship I created. And then he goes on to say this. Anti-racism is not a branding exercise, PR campaign, or path to self-promotion. It is a life and death matter. Too much of the higher education responded to the so-called racial reckoning with theater, therapy, marketing, masquerading as institutional commitment. You know what he's saying? They knew it was nothing but window dressing. He believes in it, but he believes in it so much that they only had 2 papers published in 3 years.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.